Thank you, Brian.
Oh, thanks, David.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name is David. I'm the director here in charge for the state of Florida. I see you down at Appliance Kings. And let's see what we can do to help you out. Now, just to make sure I have the right listing here, we have a home base zip code is 32909.
No, that's not. I'm in a different area.
Okay. So let me go ahead and get you pulled up. What would be your zip code?
33024. I have a Broward, just put a Broward County because I do all Broward County now. Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, for sure. So what we'll do here is we'll actually set up like geofencing for you, radius and things like that. But the zip code is actually because we work exclusively with one business per service area, right? So in your area, we'd be looking at a 50-mile radius. So what I would need is where the zip code where the business is based at. So from that base, we can start with our geofencing and our radius.
All right, then do 33. You can do 33312.
Okay, 33312. And is that where the business's address is located in? 33312.
Yeah, currently. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Because that's what Google will go by, right? So that's the reason why we use those addresses. So we do have availability on a radius for the zip code.
Yeah, but I think I got a business profile with that too.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, so I have a Google business profile already, yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. You got a Google business profile.
I mean, I'm partially set up on Google. I just don't use their Google call, you know, because I don't know, man. The quality of the calls sometimes are kind of a little wacky, but...
Yeah, well, check it out. I mean, with Google Guaranteed, it's a brand new service, right, that they've made. And it's to remedy the problems that all the local directories were having, like Angie's List, things like that. The business owners were having a lot of problems with those types of calls, right? So there's definitely some things we can get into that you're going to find are very different and very beneficial for your business. But I'm looking for the Appliance Kings business profile. I'm not able to find it yet. You said it is listed in 33312?
Yeah, the business profile was set up under my personal email because the other one wouldn't allow me to change my address. It kept giving me a bunch of problems.
So were you trying to use the P.O. box?
No, just using an address. See, my address for my business is I'm a mobile company. So operations out of my business address. I just operate my personal private office out of my business address. But, you know, I do, because I travel from customer to customer. And that being said, when I do my work, I also work at customers' houses fixing their appliances, and I also work at businesses. So when I do my work, I'm working at the gas station or at the customer's house or... Because I do both business and commercial. So, all that being said, you know, they're trying to tell me to take a picture of my friggin' house or something where I don't do business out of, just to give them an address because I don't work out of, like, a commercial office. Because all my work I do at the customers, either business or resident. So
absolutely.
I
that
order
makes a lot
parts
of sense.
I go out to the customer, I fix the appliance, and that's it. I do it there, and there's no one bringing appliances to me, and I'm not picking up appliances and taking them to any warehouse or anything like that. This is fix and go, you know? We come out, we diagnose, we fix it, and then when we're done, we leave, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
And we fix their appliance right there.
Nice. Yeah, definitely that's what we want to hear, right? So we work with over 10,000 businesses nationwide. So I have plenty of appliance repair businesses that were operate just like you do. All right. So what we do for you guys is we're going to mask the address, right? So it can be your home address. Remember, we've been working with locksmiths. We're working with, you know, carpet cleaners. All of these guys, they're, you know, pressure washers. They're going to perform services at somebody else's property. Nobody's going to bring, you know, washer, dryer, and, you know, a dishwasher that's already installed in their home or a stove and uninstall it just to take it over to your house to get fixed. That's not how it works, right? And so Google understands that, and we understand. Now, when you're setting these things up, we understand that it can be confusing, and you feel like, well, no, I don't want my address to be shown, you know, on the front page of Google, because people are going to be showing up at my house, right? So what we do is we mask the address for you. So Google will ask where the address is at, right? Like, basically, where are you doing business at? But even if it is your home, it doesn't say we're going to send anybody to your home. It doesn't mean that that address is even going to show up. So if you actually do a search in your area, right, for appliance repair near me,
you'll find a couple of these. Website.
What's up?
I want them to find my website, or I want them just to have a number to call directly off the search engine. If they're
exactly.
looking for like Whirlpool, Samsung, or LG, because I work in all major brands. I've been doing this for over 17 years and I have a lot of experience in all the appliances. I work on GE. Nice. I do it all. So, you know, if they're going to search, you know, if they want a Whirlpool repair or Samsung repair or LG repair, and they look up LG, I do warranty work for some of the manufacturers like LG and stuff like that. Through letter authorization, you know, I process warranty information to the manufacturer for customers. You know, I do some testing, and then, you know, I also do the diagnostics and the repair. So, customers looking for that type of service, sometimes they'll be more specific, and they'll have a Whirlpool, or they'll have an LG, or a Samsung, you know, and they'll be looking for something like someone for Whirlpool or LG or Samsung, and then I should come up on that list, you know.
That's right. Yep. And that's exactly what we do here for you. Right. Now, with the Google guarantee, it's a whole lot different, because not only will you show up on that list in the local map section, you're going to show up at the very top of the page in the sponsored section. What you're going to have is going to be just like Bosman Fixed Appliance Repair. You know, these guys are right there in your area, right? Now, with Bosman, you'll notice he's sponsored. He's right at the top of the page with the green check mark that says Google Guarantee. Get it done right or Google pays you back. That's what the Google Guarantee does for you. As a customer searching in your area, when you see Google telling you flat out that this company is going to do it right for you or Google's going to give you your money back, that's going to draw a lot of customers into your business. Not only draw those customers in, but secure them for you. Because right underneath that, they're going to see that these businesses has passed background checks and that they're insured. They either meet or exceed the state requirements for business insurance, right? Because whenever you go with Google Guarantee, they will do an application process. There's going to be a background check. As long as you can clear with no felonies in the past 7 years, DWIs don't count. Would that be a problem?
No, I don't have any felonies at all.
Okay, great. Now, they would ask for either a Social Security number or your employer identification number on the application, as well as an up-to-date driver's license, U.S. passport, or state ID. Would any of those pose a problem for you?
Yeah, no, I have that all. I have business insurance. I have... Okay. I got an articles of organization registered in the state of Florida at sunbiz.org. I'm a legitimate business. There's no doubt about it. I have over 4 or 5 years of annual filings in the state of Florida. Plus, I have business insurance with State Farm. I have $2 million insurance, and I worked in various areas in Florida, not just South Florida, but I worked Central Florida. I worked Palm Bay. You know, I moved around a little bit, but, you know, moving around has become difficult because Google trying to do the address verification has become more complex than simple. And I'm not really with that because a lot of businesses don't operate out of their address. And, you know, and also they're not accepting the address registration in the sunbiz.org where we update our addresses for our business filing. So because they're not taking the documents and information and looking it up in the state of Florida, you can easily go to sunbiz.org, go to corporation and type that name in there and you'll find me. Are you at a computer?
For sure. Yeah, I'm here. No, I already found everything. So I've seen all your listings.
Yeah, you go to sunbiz.org. Look it up. Go to sunbiz.org. And then go to find a company, or my company name, you can type in Appliance Kings of South Florida, Inc., INC, and you can see my annual filing for every year. And that's a legitimate business agency. It's not fraud.
Yeah, no,
you could actually download it directly.
No, yeah, no, I believe you.
Website.
I can definitely tell that you have a legitimate business here. So, you know, that's just the application process, right? I just like to basically let you know how that works. Now, I know that you were given a ballpark figure of about $18 per day. That's not really how it works, right? I mean, that's really just ballpark. But what it breaks down to is the cost per lead fee, right? Now, in your area, it's very affordable. You're looking at $26.67 per lead, right? Now, at $26.67, the way it works is Google asks for what's called a monthly minimum budget. That minimum budget is going to cover you for up to 13 leads that month, right? So 13 leads at $26.67 would put your budget at $348. So what this budget is, it's the protected amount that is used exclusively for your leads. So you'll place your budget, you'll make it active, and once you receive a lead, say you receive one lead, $26.67 gets deducted out of $348. As the month goes on, as you're receiving your leads, it will be deducted from your $348. Whatever you use from that amount going into the next month will be the only thing that you replenish to get back to the $348. Now, you can raise your monthly minimum budget as high as you like to receive more leads, but Google will ask for the minimum for 13 leads at $348. Does that make sense?
In a way, some does, sometimes does, and some, and I guess it does, but I don't know if I want to pay that much entirely.
Now, you see, that's the beauty of it. You don't pay that much entirely, right? So what you do is, once you get accepted for Google Guarantee, we'll give you a phone call, right? A text message and an email. But on that phone call, we're going to let you know, hey, you've been accepted for your Google Guarantee. Let us know when you're ready to charge your monthly minimum budget. That's your $348, right? Now, once you say, okay, let's go ahead and charge it so I can start receiving my leads, the $348 gets activated. So the way it works is, if you use four leads in that first month, when you come back the next month, you're only paying for four leads at $26.67. Only the four that you used that was deducted out of your budget in that month, you're going to replenish. And it'll go right back to $348. Because the other amount that you didn't use, the other nine leads, they just go over to the next month. So you never lose that money. It's not a set, oh, you're going to pay us $348 every month. Now, if you use all 13 leads in the first month, you convert all of them, made some good money, well, the next month you're going to pay $348 and replenish your 13 leads. Now, if you use seven, you only come back and replenish for seven, and then the other ones roll over. Does that make better sense now?
Yeah, it makes sense, but I already have, you're talking about for phone calls, right, coming in.
An actual lead, yes. Now, that phone call is going to be a customer calling you, not the other way around. You don't got to call them. We're not sharing the lead with anybody else. It comes exclusively to your business, right? Now, the major benefit of these leads is that they are qualified and they are screened by Google, right? So in the case that you get a call that is not qualified, you don't have to pay for that lead. That's the beauty of this program. So if you get a...
Right, I understand that. And I'm already on local service ads. I just haven't turned it on. I have local service ads. I have my bid already on that. It's $175 a week. That's it. For me to get phone calls.
You see, that's a lot more. $175 is a lot more expensive than what you would be paying here for us. With us, and we'd be managing that for you.
What company are you paying? Google directly? I mean, what company are you?
Yeah, so we're Local Splash, and we do work with Google directly. We are the Google Premier Partner, and when you look us up, we're based in Orange County, California, right next door to their headquarters. So basically, we're over there doing all of our trainings week in and week out. I mean, it's what we do. We've been here for 20 years. But what I will say is, that budget seems kind of high for you to be running it on your own, right? $175 times 4 weeks, $700. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, you're probably right about that. You know what? I might just use you guys instead for $348 a month, and it's what, as many leads as I can get for the month?
No, so check it out. So The way it works is, remember, that's not a monthly recurring amount. So that amount is used exclusively for 13 leads, for up to 13 leads, right? Because each lead is at $26.67. Now, what you would be seeing on a recurring amount is only $249, right? That's what our payment would be. Now, the only thing that you'd be looking at aside from that $249 is your monthly minimum budget. But that is your funds. Basically,
yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah, that's high. That's high, dude. Dude, how many calls is it? 13?
13 calls. 13 leads per month. That's right. That's only at $26.67. That's right, each one.
That's actually not that bad for this area.
It's not bad at all in your area. And look, here's the reason why. Because as I'm doing the research, you look at the guys, because I hear you say that you're running the Google Guarantee. Maybe you have it paused, but I don't see your ad running at all. So if
yeah, because I
don't
have it paused.
Okay,
but
yeah,
the question is, the thing is I don't like, I like to pay as I get the calls. So I don't like prepaying and then having to deal with calls that are not legit calls. And then I want, you know, or where I'm not able to dispute them or, you know, right now, yeah, it sounds good, $26 per call in my area, but I don't pay like when I use eLocal or if I use Google Local Ads, I don't prepay for calls. They call and then when I get a call, they charge.
They charge it out of your minimum budget with the Google Guarantee. So with the Google Guarantee, it's going to require anybody with local service ads to set up that minimum budget, right? So it'll get deducted from. So you're not getting charged. You have that, and that's exactly how it works here. You're not getting charged every month $348. What you're doing is you're getting the $348. You're just putting in a side account, so that way, as you receive your lead, it gets deducted from there. So that way, you never receive a bill that says, "Hey, you got 50 leads." At 26, you owe us X amount of dollars. That's not how it works, right? That's how it works traditionally with other types of directories, and Google remedied that with the minimum budget. So that way business owners know I'm setting a budget and my budget is at $348 and that's it for right now. I'm going to get 13 leads and I'll go from there. You know what I mean?
I don't want to get staggered where I have too many calls coming in. And or overbearing calls to the point where I can't handle all, you know what I'm saying? Cause
you can't
I'm
handle
a
the business,
company,
yeah.
You know,
for sure. So basically, my advice to you there would be,
I gotta work at an even flow pace. You know what I mean?
At an even pace, yeah, for sure. So and you know, honestly, with the local service ads. Mm-hmm.
It's
about growth,
it's also about quality of service, QOS, because if you get too busy and I have to turn away customers because I'm backed up, that's not good. So I have to make sure that when I get customers, I can get in, I can get their stuff, get them fixed, get them done, and be done with it. And then move on to the next one. So sometimes the phones are opening and closing. You understand that? Like, if I fill up all 13 calls, then I don't want any more for the month unless I can reload, you know, like unless I can say, all right, yeah, I got these calls done quick and I'm not over busy, then yeah, turn the phones back on, go back to get more calls come in because now I just cleaned a batch of customers out, you know what I mean, as far as getting their job done.
Yeah. So everything that you're telling me, in all honesty, is exactly how this program is made. So once you say you use all 13 leads within the first 2 weeks and you clean house, right? You close them all. You make some good money. You say, hey, I need some more phone calls for the next 2 weeks. You get your account manager. You will have an individual account manager sign. You can let them know, hey, I'm going to do another X amount of leads. Can we go ahead and place a budget for that? And we'll go ahead and get that done for you. And then we get you back rolling with your local service.
All right.
Do
you have a website where I can log in and everything and monitor my calls?
Yeah, so we got something better for you. So it's going to be on any of the app stores, Google Play or Apple Play. It's the Local Splash app, right? On that one, you're going to have your Google Business Analytics Dashboard. It's going to show you everything we got going on for you. All the keywords and phrases, where your searches are coming from, all your new customers. You'll have back-end coding on the website if you're into that. You'll be able to arrange pictures. The other kicker is we're going to show you the placement that you're going to have in the local map section in all the areas we have you listed for right on that app. So you're going to be able to pull it up and say, hey, you know what? I'm ranked number one in this area. I'm ranked number two in that area. And you're going to see those moving up for you, right? Because here, I know you got your local service ads paused right now. But in all honesty, signing up with a company like us is going to do you one better. Because I'm looking in the local map section around you, right? I'm not able to find your Google business profile. You're pretty buried. With our company, we're going to make such a solid digital footprint online by day 45 of being with us. Even when you have your local sponsored ads paused, you're going to find yourself in first page placement in the local map section. Now, the benefit of that is you're going to be paused and sponsored. That's fine. You're still going to be found in the local map section. So what you're going to be able to do with that is cherry pick your services now. So like you said, you may have to pause it because you're going to get busy. That's one thing that we even got to ask you if you're ready to take the influx of business, right? But once you pause that and you're getting these other calls from the local maps, hey, if you get somebody and they're like, I need, you know, my Sub-Zero to come and be fixed, my Wolf, you know, like I know Vikings, Wolf, Sub-Zeros, it's going to make some good money there, right? These are high-end appliances. These are high-end customers.
Yeah.
So that's somebody that you may want to cherry pick out of the bunch and fit into your schedule because it you paid no money for this lead. It came off local maps, and it's going to be a good return on investment. So that's how we continue to bring value and not only that, grow the company because we're not just using Google. We're not just using sponsored ads. We're also going to be using social media and all the other directories in your area. I mean, we literally digitally paper everything. We also hit your voice searches, which is Siri and Alexa and desktop and mobiles. We cover all bases for you, right? We're data service providers for Google and Meta, so we use retargeted ads in the Meta world. These are definitely services that are going to bring you business. I mean, if you look at the guys running the local service ads, Boston's got 636 reviews, right? Appliance Help is at 200. You know, Bernie Appliances at 292. You have Good Deeds at 310. You know, all of these guys are your local service guys. And they're currently raking it up in there. Now you look at some of the other ones that are just in the local map section that aren't running Google Guarantee. And these guys are sitting at like, you know, 100 reviews. You got Pose Harco, the appliance experts. But you're not seeing one guy on this page that's struggling for reviews or for business because everybody literally is accessing. So I ran a search right now for appliance repair. And within a 15-mile radius, we had 1,322 searches in the past 30 days. And that's on average with only a 15-mile radius, right? So this list of companies are the ones that are benefiting from that. So what we can do for you here is definitely get you a piece of that pie.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it has all the bells and whistles that you're looking for. You can pause it. You can tweak it to where you want and make sure you never get hit with a bill that's where did that come from? Because you're setting your own amount that you want to use. The only amount that they are going to require was just the minimum. But anything else you want to use, it's all set by you.
Right. All right. So just click here to type your name. Do I got to type my business name or my actual personal name? Confirm signature, Sean. Just put my name.
Okay. Sean, let me see.
I got it right here. Code.
S-C-A. Sean. All right, so you said that you already have your local service ads campaign running, right?
Right, no, I'm saying I'm literally on Splash, and I'm signing in now and creating my – I just signed my name in here.
Oh, yeah, no, so on that app, it won't go live until we actually sign up for services, right? But what I'm going to do with that app right now
– Yeah, I'm signing up now, though.
Yeah, yeah, we're signing you up, so you're not live yet, but you will be. Once we
But I can't get into the app for some reason. It's not.
Yeah, because we haven't signed
up
just yet. Right?
Sign
we're still going over information.
No, but I'm saying it's not letting me sign my signature for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. So Sean, the only
I can't hit the orange little button on the bottom of my phone. Hold on. Oh, there we go.
No, no, Sean. I understand. Right now.
Oh, sorry. Your account does not have a valid package assigned. That's why. You
got to
sign.
Yes. Yeah, we got to sign the package because what it's going to do, it's going to tie in your website with your Google, with your social media. They all tie into that dashboard. So I just text you out a link, right? And it's to our YouTube. And that's actually going to, while you're going to see exactly what the dashboard looks like, all the different features, you know, it's really going to excite you. But what I'm going to do now is I can go ahead and start setting up your profile subscription. So that way you have access to that. Let's see here.
Okay. And I don't got to pay no monthly or nothing for access to it. So I have access to everything, and then I can pause it and unpause it whenever I get busy and all that.
That's right.
Beautiful. And good. I'm going to use you guys for Broward. So only Broward County. So all of Broward County. I'm working a lot in Weston, Weston area, Broward, Fort Lauderdale, Weston, Fort Lauderdale. It's all there. You know what I mean? I got a large number of zip codes. I can upload those zip codes.
Yeah. So all that, like,
you can do it by zip code.
Yes, we can definitely do it by zip code, right? And that will all be done through our onboarding process, right? So what we'll do is we'll schedule for your onboarding call with our onboarding agent. But what I'm going to do right now is I got to set up your business profile. First thing I want to do is, because I'm still having trouble finding your Google business profile. Let me see here.
You got to go. All right. So my business Google profile is under SRHEAL07@gmail.com. But I would like to switch it back to under my Google with my appliancekings.biz. Or you could create another Google profile for me under appliancekings.southflorida. So it's going to be appliancekings.sfl.
There you are. That's why I couldn't find you. Appliancekings of South Florida.
I had to change it. Because I had to change it from the other one because it wouldn't update my address, which was stupid. It was like I was having constant problems getting my address updated in the area that I was doing service because I used to be in the 32909 area in Palm Bay, Florida, but I moved, you know, like almost a year ago.
Okay.
Or like 7-8 months ago, I moved out of that area.
So you're not servicing that area
South
anymore.
Florida. No, I'm in South Florida, Broward County area.
Okay. South Florida, Broward County. So I found you right now. The only thing is I'm finding a different number here on Appliance Kings of South Florida, Inc. We have 954-477-2852.
Yeah, that's my phone number. But I have forwarding numbers on my website. Because if you look at my website, I have nice jobs. Nice Jobs manages the website, and they have a forwarding address where they forward the phone number over to my number. You understand how it works.
That call tracking number is attached to Google. So that way, so then are these guys running your local service ads as well?
No, I do my own Google local service ads, but I haven't turned it on because I've been using eLocal, but I can't get eLocal at the price that you're giving me right now for Broward County. Because I was doing work in Port St. Lucie, but I'm trying to get out of that area because it's kind of long distance. So I'm trying to keep it in Broward. You know what I mean? I'm trying to generate my business here in Broward more and more.
Okay. So in Broward, where
I'm
coming
where
up
I'm at. Because I use eLocal and I have eLocal. I'm ranked number 2 on eLocal for Port St. Lucie. And I didn't give that up because that's where I can make money.
Yeah.
I've been making money there, more money there than I'm making in an actual area where I'm in. You know what I'm saying? It's all a transitioning issue. But if I got you guys for Splash in Broward County, then we're golden. Because then I'll just stick to this area. I'm gonna pull out. Cause I used to do Port St. Lucie up there. You know where Port St. Lucie is?
Yep. I'm looking at Port St. Lucie right now. I'm looking in that area at some of the businesses.
I'm number 2 in that area under eLocal. And so I've been doing some warranty work down here because the warranty company's been giving me work in Broward. I've been relying on the warranty work for Broward County. And my COD work in Port St. Lucie. Like yesterday, I did 5 calls in one day. I had 5 calls scheduled in one day.
Nice.
Number 2 in that area. But I don't want to have to drive all the way up there all the time. I'm trying to get it here. I'm trying to get my COD work here, Broward County. So,
yeah, so in Broward County, we have 32 different zip codes, right? So the business itself, like when you, whether it's your property, your home, I mean, wherever you live, it doesn't matter, right? But
right. Where, and the more work, listen, the more work, this way you can look at it. It's easy to figure out. The more work I start growing here with you guys, of course, my money's going to go up. In other words, I'm going to increase my work because I'm going to start hiring technicians. If you can get me work down here where I'm making, and you can fill my calls up in one week and keep me busy like that, then I will go, I could easily do 500 a month.
Nice.
Okay. I could do 600, 700, 800 a month. It really depends on how much work you start giving me and how much calls I can start scheduling. And the more calls I schedule and that Google guarantee works, trust me, dude, I can easily do $1,000 a month, if not more. It's just, I have to have that work coming in, bro. In order to sustain a business, partnership or a business relationship with Local Splash, you know, my demand will
It's all about return on investment. For sure. It's all about return on investment. That's why.
The more I'm and the more
with
my
our company
is going to grow. So I'm trying to tell you, but depends on that. That's where it all depends.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with you
100%. I can hire technicians overnight, dude, but I got to have to work for them. And if I don't have to work for them, they're going to go. And then you know, 13 calls a week, bro, or a month, you know. I don't want that. Calls, we get some calls, we'll knock them out, we'll start making some. And then once I start bringing in that money, I'm going to spend more money. The more money
I mean, that's what it's about, growth, right? And in all honesty, that's why I chose to work for this company, you know, going on 10 years now, because with this company, it's all about return on investment for my business owners, and it's all about performance. Now, the reason why I say that is because with us, you're never going to have to sign a contract. There's never any cancellation fees. We don't operate that way. We're servicing 10,000 businesses nationwide. Because we're making the money.
Yep.
The business owners are making money. So they're like, hey, you know what I mean? That's the only thing that's going to keep you guys here. Business owners don't turn down good money opportunities because they're willing to put in the work. It's just up to us to make sure that happens for you guys. So, yeah, we're definitely 500 now.
If I get 10 vehicles operating on the road, I'm going to franchise my company, and I'm going to use you guys as the umbilical cord for that franchise to grow. Now that means with a start like Mr. Appliances, if I get hooked in and I start franchising my company, I could set my franchise to say that all my franchise has to use this marketing company because that's the franchise requirement. So that means all the franchisers, right? All the franchisees or whatever you want to call it, can you know, you can make money off those franchisees.
Absolutely. For sure. I mean, they're going to go and purchase
like, so if I franchise my company, so let me just say it like this. If I franchise my business out, every person that buys into my name has to specifically use the marketing company that the corporate assigns.
Yep.
So that means if we keep a business relationship with your marketing company, every other franchisees then would be assigned that particular marketing company, and we would be basically charging, like, we would pay for their marketing, but in turn, they're going to pay for it, but we would be making a little small markup on it, to keep, you know what I mean, the administrative fee. We'll add administrative fees so that way, you know, it's locked in. You're like, you're locked into a franchise. We're not, like, contract locked in, but the franchisees are locked into the corporate company, and the corporate company decides which one to use because that's the best one to use to keep them in making money.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah, for sure. Definitely understand there. Now, I just have one quick question. So there's 32 zip codes in Broward County, right? So the business itself, which zip code is it listed in?
The business itself is 33312, which is Fort Lauderdale. The business address was, which we got to update it because, I mean, you really don't because that's the same one I have and it's in Fort Lauderdale. So that's Broward County. So you're starting from that point there. But the business address under the new, one is 6447 Franklin Street, Hollywood, Florida, 33024. We just have to change it over to that. So if you want, just go to the, instead of using the old address that we haven't changed yet, just use the new address because we're going to file, we're going to report, we're going to go on sunbiz.org and update it. You're going to pay to update the new address, 6447 Franklin Street, Hollywood, Florida. So the article of organization will have the new address.
Okay. You said 6447.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand. Yeah, Hollywood, Florida.
The other one was my girlfriend. The other address was my girlfriend's address, but I'm not living with her now. So that's why, because when I moved down here, I moved with her, but then I had to move back with my family. So, because my grandmother and my uncle, my uncle had hip surgery, so I'm over here helping him getting everything he needs.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah. So we had 64, I'm working out here now.
Yeah. Hollywood Boulevard, yeah, right in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, 6447 Franklin Street, Hollywood, Florida. 33024. It's not that far from her house. It's like right down the road.
33024.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I found it.
Yep. Franklin Street, Hollywood, Florida. That's the one under the, probably the business, whatever I got under the business profile.
Gotcha.
You know
so that's
mean?
Why your cost per lead changed, right? So that's why you're paying about $700 on your minimum budget because you moved areas?
No. It's because I get a lot of, I'm getting a lot of work through eLocal. eLocal was giving me a lot of work. I used to be $17 a call with them when I was in Central Florida. I had them for about 4 years. I've been with them for 4 years.
Yeah, so it seems like Southern Florida is a lot less, less expensive, I should say, than the new area that you moved into, right? So there's definitely
yes.
A difference there.
There's more competition here.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah, I can see that.
There's more competitive businesses that are taking up a lot of the marketing companies. That's why I'm kind of glad that I got you guys. Because it's really hard to get work in this area. If you guys can do it, man. Like I said, we're going to have a long relationship. I've been with eLocal for over 4 years. I can send you all the money I've been spending with that company. And it's been a lot. Trust
for
me.
Sure. And yeah, no, I believe you. I believe you, especially at what you're doing with them now. And eLocal, what are they doing? They're doing your local SEO and they're doing your website hosting? And then you're managing your own Google Guarantee?
No, phone call leads. They call me. I set the customer, schedule them, and that's it.
Okay, so that's what eLocal is doing for you. They're bringing you the leads.
What you guys are doing. Just have a customer call me right off the mark, off the engine.
Yeah, so you're right. Now, here's the difference, right? So the customers are calling you right off the engine from the local map section. For some, I mean, unless, I know you said you have it paused, right? But I'm not finding a Google guarantee for the business profile right now. I do see you in the local map section, which definitely will, you know, bring calls in for you and bring in customers that are doing searches in your area. But when I look in
the... I don't know why they want to look on a map for companies they're not going to be going to.
Yeah, well, when I say local map section, that's just the middle of the page, right? So that's the area where the map pops up next to the business names and there's a little red dot, and then it'll show the businesses that are in the area. That's what I mean by local maps. They're not really going to an actual map. They're just doing the business.
Yeah, I don't want to, I want calls coming in. Like, they're going to call me off your, you know, you got marketing ads.
Exactly. That's a direct phone call to you. And the reason why I'm saying is because when I look at like, the Bosman, I look at Good Deeds. If you click on those guys, you will see the Google Guaranteed badge, right? When we click on
your profile client, I can turn on local services and get the green badge. I'll get the green check certified mark on it. All I got to do is turn it on. All I have to do is go turn it on, unpause it, and then give me the Google Guarantee certified.
Okay, let me see. There it is. Let me click pull up here.
All I had to do is go.
So I can see who has it turned off. Yeah. Okay. So then, what we do is we take over and we manage that for you, right? So we'd be able to do that. Now with the eLocal, they're not doing the website for you then, you said, right? So nobody's hosting that for you right now?
No. Nice Jobs.
Nice Jobs is hosting the website.
Yeah,
so we're going to be able to put all that under one umbrella.
You can manage that website?
Absolutely. So we'd be able to host that for you. If you own the domain, we'd rebuild it for you. We'd have that done within the first 7 to 10 days of you locking in your listing here. And then we'd take overall hosting, right? So we'd update any chatbots. You have access to it through that dashboard that I sent you a video of. You're going to be able to rearrange any catalogs. You can do any coding you want on the back end. If you're not into that, we always aim to be the white glove service anyway. Right? You just let us know what you want updated and changed, and we take care of it for you. That's at no extra cost to you. Right? That's
That'd be beautiful.
Okay. So what we'd be looking at to get set up today would be $499. That's going to cover your first month of service as well as your application transition. Right. So what we'll do is we'll take over your local service ads for you. Sound fair?
Well, that's the thing. I thought you guys pay as you go.
No, so we're not as a pay as we go service. Like the way it works to kind of lock in the listings, get everything going, we make the first payment and then you'd be scheduled for your onboarding call as well as receive any information that we're needing to get you. Obviously, you're already verified, so really just to get you switched over to us.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man, because I'm not trying to do that kind of package, man. I'm just trying to get like calls coming in. That's it. That's what I thought.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what we're doing, right? That's that Google Guarantee. So the Google Guarantee, your local service ads, that's what's going to make those phone calls come in. Now, like I said, we're also going to make sure you're programming the local maps and all that good stuff. But when it comes down to your phone calls, we're going to be on top of your local service ads to make sure those are coming in for you, right? So basically the budget, everything that you have set.
That's like eLocal, man. That's not eLocal. I thought you guys were like eLocal, man. That's what I was trying to say. eLocal is they just put advertisements out there and then they forward the calls to us on their advertisements. You're trying to, I don't know what, because I got all these other companies.
No, what we're doing is advertising your business. We're not going to put our business on the forefront. We put your business on the forefront. Now, we don't get the phone call. We don't get phone numbers. You get the phone call directly to you, right? Now, remember, you have that budget that you already have set for your local service ads. As you receive your call, it gets deducted from there the same way. What we're doing is managing the performance.
You're doing organic advertising.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What we're doing here is sponsored ad, Google Guaranteed section. These are qualified leads. Phone calls that come right to you.
Yeah, let me think about it, man. I got your guys' information. Send me an email and let me look it over and then I'll let me decide, man, because I can't jump on that one. I already got too much tied up right now. It's hard just to transition over like that because I have nice jobs managing the website. I have local ads already set up, and I have eLocal for Port St. Lucie. I'm trying to get to work here in Broward.
And you
I don't want
to. That's the thing. You have all of your, and that's what I'm trying to get, right? So you have everything. With different companies, you have all your payments like split up between different areas, and at the same time, they're all coming in from different areas. What we do for you, when you partner with Google, we're going to put all of that under one umbrella. So the website you have hosted with somebody, you're going to be able to cancel that subscription. Local service ads, we're going to handle that for you. eLocal, what they're doing for you on your local maps and all that's already going to be handled for you here as well. Your leads are going to be coming to you directly from Google, right? So these customers are going to be calling you right off the search engine. And it's not going to be from local maps. It's going to be through that sponsored section, right? Now, when you have it paused, you will be getting calls through the local map section as well. So you are receiving your exclusive leads. The only difference is we are centralizing all of your services into one business, right? And you're able to put that into one low monthly rate, $249. It's going to be hard to beat that. Especially when you look at our track record. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. Been doing this for 20 years. Our track record speaks for itself as an Inc. 500 company, right? Every single area that you work with is a dedicated team. So if it's our web design team, all those guys do all day is design websites. If it's our geofencing team, all they do all day is work with the digital maps and set up geofencing. Now, what I'm hearing you say is you have somebody work for Broward, you have somebody working this area, eLocal working gets you leads in that area. With Google Guaranteed, you don't need any other companies doing it because you can literally target any area, any zip code, any city with just our service under one umbrella. So if you want to be in Broward, great. We'll set you up in Broward. If you want to be in Miami, we'll set you up in Miami. All under one listing. That's the beauty of the Google Guarantee. We can cover all of South Florida if that's what we want to do. And we can get you targeted in all those areas. Soak up leads from anywhere you want. And you don't have to go to different companies to get it done. And in all honesty, you shouldn't even be having to do that right now. You already have the Google Guarantee. It's just about knowing how to operate those local service ads. When I tell you that this program is second to none, it is second to none. I mean, partnering with Google, which leads the business industry in every industry for the past 17 years, you really can't go wrong. I mean, we're getting robots rolled out all over the nation. I'm pretty sure you've seen them. AI is the new thing, brother. I used to build businesses when I sold the yellow pages in a phone book.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
So we're definitely going to be able to help you. And that's the only reason I haven't got you off the line, in all honesty. I would have told you, hey, you know, I understand it's not a good fit for everybody because it really isn't. But in all honesty, this is the perfect fit for you because you've got everything so diversified when you don't have to. You already have Google Guarantee. You just need somebody that knows how to manage it for you. That's what we're going to do, and including all those other services.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have to reorganize some of my bills in order to just drop $400-some. When we started out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do you one better. Since you're already Google Guaranteed accepted, that 250 one-time payment is usually like for the application fee or a transfer fee, right? So what I want to do to show you what we can do for you is I'm willing to take some of that cost, right? So if you're willing to put $249 for your first month of service, and let's put at least $50 on the transfer fee, right? So that'll put you at $299. I'll take over your local service ads for you, and we'll get you rocking and rolling in every area you want. Listen, you can cancel for Broward. You can cancel everything else you got out there that has you diversified. And give us the zip codes in the cities you want to be in. And like I said, you want Miami, you want Orlando, we'll do it. That's what we do. That's what your local service has to do.
Right now, if you look at my, let me see something here, man. Because right now,
check it out together.
I thought I got my credit card and let me see what I got here, dude, because I'm not sure exactly. The money that I have to spend is I have to bring money in immediately. I can't just sit around, wait for all this stuff. That's going to just kill out my funds and cause me a little bit of problems. I'm going to have to work through with you you're going to have to put things on hold until I get things situated because I have to be able to have work coming in immediately and phone calls coming in immediately through local service ads. So if I'm
going to
be
paying
me like that.
So
and
how does it work with...
That, no.
Go ahead.
The thing is you're cheaper at $26 a call, man, and that's what you bought. You sold me at that.
Mm-hmm.
And local service ads is too high for me right now.
Yep.
Let me see here.
So, but right now, currently, the business is still listed in the old zip code, right? And you said you're going to go update it?
Let me see here. Let me just go.
Because, look, here's the deal. If the business, and I'm going to be honest with you, if the business is still listed in the old zip code, the one that we had at the very beginning, let me see if I saw it.
No, I can tell you where it's listed on here.
No, I know you did. But here's the deal. This is why I'm telling you. Because when you sign up for local service ads, all the different areas are going to have different pricing. So if you're signing up for local service ads in in the zip code where you're sitting at a $700 budget right now, that may be the price that we're looking at, right? Now, if your business is still listed in the other zip code, what we do is we sign up through the other zip code and we target all the areas that you want to work in anyway. Does that make sense? Because you can target anywhere. It's not a radius. Your local maps is only a radius to give you 50 miles, but the local service ads, we target wherever we want. Biggest thing is getting us
you
to our targeted price, right?
You can see I got the blue certification.
Yeah, I know you do.
So
I was able to find it.
I have all my locate current and addresses where they say not approved. I don't know why.
Yeah, there you go. They haven't approved the address yet. Now, that address that it says not approved, what zip code is on that address?
Let me see. I don't know why they keep messing with my address, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm getting very upset with Google, bro. I'm getting tired of them. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to tell you why right now. I already found why.
Because I don't like the way they're messing with my business bullshit. They need to go by what I give them off the sunbiz.org. And if they're not, then tell them to take a hike, dude. Because I'm not going to sit here and play around with Google. And I'm going to tell them to take my number off their list because I'm getting tired of they're giving my information out to other people to sit here and spam call me all day.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, they're really starting to upset me, dude.
Now, in all honesty, what it seems like is going to be one of the problems for the verification. Yeah, your verification problem is coming from one thing, and I'll be honest with you. You have two business profiles, Google business profiles, right?
It doesn't matter. They didn't update. They're not updating that one. They're not updating. They had this one working just fine.
Yeah, so they won't do it. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Google is not going to update it for you. It's not going to link in. It's going to be up to your manager, right? Whoever's managing the business profile for you to go in and update.
No one's going to manage my business profile for me. If that's what they're trying to do, they're going to have more problems with me because that's not how I'm going to use Google. And in fact, a lot of companies are going to go away from Google because I'm getting tired of them screwing up with my business profile and not letting me fix and change it myself. That's their problem. They're trying
right,
to
so it comes down, it comes with the verification process, right? Have they sent you out the PIN code through the mail yet?
No, I don't even know what that is, dude.
Yeah, you see, so there's a few steps, right? There's a few things, and in all honesty, that's another major benefit of working with a partner, having all of this stuff just taken care of for you.
Yeah,
we have a direct line.
Because they don't do their job, man. That's just going to piss me off more. And it's going to piss off more businesses, and they're not going to use them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I mean, that's our job. That's going to be our job, right, to make sure that we're updating any information that you need changed as far as addresses, things like that. The very first thing you do is a sweep of the web.
Address change. It keeps saying your edit is pending. It usually takes up to 10 minutes to be reviewed. You know, this is ridiculous, dude. I'm about ready just to tell I'm done with Google. And in fact, a lot of businesses are getting tired of shit. I'm telling you, man. And the thinking about it just pisses me off. That's why I just put them in the back of my head, because I really don't need them. You know what I'm saying? I don't need Google to run my business. And I'm getting to the point where I didn't even need them to begin with. I had so much warranty work that I didn't even need to market my business online.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, they're just pissing me off. And I'm going to tell them, just take my business off their website, off their search engine completely. And because they're not going to update none of the information that I update.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to have to be the one to go into the profile.
I mean, it's got to be one or the other, dude. They're going to accept what I put on there, or they're not, and that's it. Because I'm not doing anything else.
They will accept it, right? Sometimes it takes advanced verification.
No, they want to try to get us to pay their third-party businesses by giving our information out so they can market. And I'm getting tired of this shit, and they're going to end up taking them to court. Because I'm not signing that agreement. Okay, either they're going to fix it or they're not. And if they don't fix it, then they're the ones providing wrong information. Because my information is registered with the state of Florida. If they're not going to update my business to my business state registry, then they're going to be charged for not providing the correct information on my business. They will be. I'll go after them and sue them because they're not matching what Florida has. So they're going to, trust me, I'll get the state after them.
No, I understand. I know where you're coming from, but the only thing that I want.
Business.org right now and look at what my company address is. Let's go to business.org. Here, sunbiz.org.
No, yeah, I checked it out at the beginning of the call.
Florida, I'm not registered with California. So they're going to get, I'm telling you, there's going to be a problem with the government's already after them for doing dumb shit like this. So, look, if you go to sunbiz.org, type search records, go to Ghost Corporation, search records. So, you have a computer?
Yeah, I'm at it right now. Yeah, no, so remember, okay, we did the search on sunbiz.org, and I was able to find your business, you know what I mean, and the registry.
Go to business name. And then type Appliance Kings of South Florida, Inc., INC. You go to search now. Guess where I'm at? I'm at the top of the list. Yeah. Active. Right here. Here's my PIN document number. P19000030389. You click on that and look what my address says. Mailing address. 5470 Southwest 25th Way, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 33312.
33312.
So if they don't accept that address with that business registry and they don't fix it based on the state's registry information, that's what it needs to match. It needs to match the state registry information. And it says,
that's
look,
right,
it has my
right.
name.
So you submitted that address from the state registry to Google?
Yeah, 5-10
okay,
times.
Yeah, sometimes
they still didn't
waiting
fix
period.
It. They didn't fix it with my other edit, my other Google profile. So I changed my Google profile under my personal address, and then I updated the address and did a whole new profile, and they accepted it and verified it. Now, when you go to my business profile, they took it out of. So now they're saying, "Oh, it's not approved." How is it not approved? Who's approving my business address and service area? Not Google. They don't have the power. They don't own my business. They don't own my business, dude. And they don't control my business. And they don't control the state of Florida's registry for the business information. So
they
either need to do that.
The only thing they're going to control is different search engines, right?
Yeah. I don't care about their search engine. If you put fraudulent information, if they want to put false information and say that I'm not approved to do business in the area, they're basically deciding what businesses can do service where.
But who's telling you that you're not approved to do business in the area?
You can't do that. That's illegal.
You're right, but who's
you don't run, you don't control the business registry or what businesses are allowed to service areas. Doesn't work that way. You want to have a search engine all you want, but if you're not going to put the right information on my search on your search engine, if they're not going to put my business information correctly on their search engine, then they need to take all my information off their search engine or fix it.
You're right. So,
because they're the ones providing false information.
That's right. And
if
that's
their information
the
doesn't match the registry with the state of Florida, just listen. If that my registry does, if the registry that I put on there doesn't match the registry of the state of Florida, then they can say I'm not approved. Who are they to say I'm approved, I'm not approved? If my information is correct.
Yeah, so they're just, you know, basically it comes down sometimes to advanced verification, right? So they'll ask for a business card, they'll ask for a photo of the truck, the tools, anything like that, right?
None of that matters, dude. What is that fraud? Anybody can make fraudulent information. Like, your business card. I'll just go in someone's house, or I'll just go in front of a building and take a picture. Does that mean I work out of that building?
Well, you see, what they also do is they'll mail out a PIN code, right, to the address.
No, man. Bro, you go, listen, every state in the United States has a business registry. You have to register your business. You have to create an article of organization.
Yeah, I understand. I know how all that works.
Okay, so if I have I can put any address on there and then go to any address and take a picture, and that doesn't mean that's legit verification.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be verified, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of businesses that have a very hard time getting their own address verified, much less a fake address, right? So Google, they do take those very seriously. I mean, you got to remember, if you go, you can literally go into Google and look at somebody's house through a camera image because they have cars driving through every single street with cameras, right? So, I mean, Google is Google. They run the business industry in our country and worldwide. You know, so when it comes down to tapping in with their search engine, it's phenomenal. I mean, that's literally right now why you're in the position you're in, you know, with all due respect, because they are able to bring you the qualified customers, especially when it's done right. Now, what
they're
I will
not,
say
they're
is...
Not bringing, they're not. They can't even bring the right address because they're too busy doing dumb verifications that don't are worthless.
Yeah. So how are your customers finding you currently if it's not from Google?
I use third-party companies that run ads. Called advertising.
Yep, you're right. So they're running third party companies running those ads, yeah, and then they're bringing you some leads, right? So basically, we're trying to cut out that middleman, save you some money.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to work. What they're trying to do is cut out the middleman. Google's trying to cut out the middleman, and that's not going to work.
I'll tell you what, I'll send you out, if you give me a good email address for you, I'll send you out a full proposal on what we can offer.
You're local splash. You're a partner with Google. You're an advertising marketing company registered with Google using their Google products.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to cut you out? Think about it. You want them cutting you out? You're just like eLocal.
No, we're very different, right? So the major benefit, right, and the biggest difference between our company and other marketing companies out there, when you're going with a company that's getting ads, that's running an ad and bringing you leads, do you know where they're running that ad on? They're running that ad on the first page of Google. And those leads are coming from Google. And then they're calling you. But you're just paying twice the cost.
But also Google ads, not local service ads, but Google ads run an advertisement.
You're right.
They
we
run
have
advertisement.
That too.
All right.
Yeah. So Google ads, you know, we offer Google ads as well. Now, local service ads are known to perform better because they're designed for return on investment, right? A Google ad is a pay-per-click. A local service ad is a pay-per-lead. So there's different types of advertising out there, right? So a pay-per-click is somebody clicks on your website and they call you, you're going to have to pay for that, right, at a set cost. Now, a pay-per-lead is when a customer calls you and they are a qualified lead. That's the difference here, right? Now,
yeah.
A couple of other differences are not only going to be, you know, just the pay-per-lead and pay-per-click, but also the consolidation of all your services under one umbrella, right? Making sure it gets taken care of, as well as saving you money, because it is about return on investment. The more money you save, the more money you make. And when you work with a reputable company that is set up to make you money and you're saving money, that's a win-win situation. Right?
Well, you know, what's happening, right, I understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you the problem with Google. The biggest problem.
Yeah, I get the
Google,
problem. Their verification is tough and it's annoying, quite frankly. You know,
right,
they're always trying to
that,
oh, this
that,
that is.
Away from Google. I can go to local Google Ads. You know what local Google Ads is going to do? Or what other companies are going to do? There's a millions of them out there. Local Google Ads are local or El Local or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Don't even advertise my company. No, they don't advertise.
And that's tough. I mean, you're paying these guys, and they're not even letting people know who you are. That's the difference
with
our company. They don't need to know who Local Splash is. I'm not showing up to their house to give them services. I'm not. Our company has nothing to do with what your company is.
They don't advertise that way. The way they advertise is Whirlpool. Mm-hmm. Hey, Whirlpool appliance repair guy. Bosch.
Yeah,
Bosch,
so what they're
Bosch,
using is keywords and phrases.
Bosch repairman, with a tracking number that forwards to me. Hi, yeah, I do, Bosch. You got a problem?
Yeah
okay, so let me
Bosch
schedule
it.
Guess what?
You know,
I make it more money, and I'm spending less on advertising because I'm not paying for the advertising. I'm paying for the calls to come to my business so I can schedule the customer. That's what I like.
Exactly. Yes, and that's what
I don't
want to
fill myself Google stealing my money. Upcharging me three calls that I didn't even get like they did before.
Well, you see,
and
that's the
trust
thing.
Me.
Google is not going to charge you for those calls you didn't even get, right? That's why we would have an individual account manager. You never even have to worry about challenging those things. We do it for you. You know?
I'm raking it in the right way, dude, by not paying for advertising. Advertisement
exactly.
is the one number one business. No, advertising.
And that's why
is
out the gate, I didn't, you know, if I felt like advertising is what you needed, I would have talked to you about the pay-per-click and advertising, but I'm not. I know what your business needs because I built countless numbers of appliance businesses just like you.
Right.
You know,
what I need
is
the money that customers a shovel, like.
And that's exactly what we are to you. We're picking the customer, so whenever a customer goes in and types. Warranty service for, Bosch, a warranty service for any of those types of appliances you're working on. Those are keywords and phrases that are being used for you by eLocal, so that way you're found, right? Now, those same keywords and phrases are being used through Google. That's where they're using them. So they're not typing them into some, you know, mystery website, some mystery database where there's all types of, you know, users. The database is Google. Everybody's accessing, asking for recommendations, and we're using those keywords to make that happen. That's what eLocal is doing for you. The only thing is we're going to do it at a better price. We're going to do it and manage it under one umbrella, because honestly, if you sign up with me, why would I let you spend more money on another website, you know, somewhere else, when we can do it underneath the same umbrella at no extra cost to you? That's not me helping you try to build your business. You know, that's why we've had an in-depth conversation, because I really need to understand all the ins and outs of your business so I know exactly how to help you through every step of the way, because that's
the
what
minimum. My business idea is to spend less on everything because I already have a lot of overhead as it is to run my business. I got to spend money on gas, tools, parts, and all that.
Let's eliminate some of that today,
Sean. Yeah, well, the thing is, if I don't get no calls, hold on 1 second. Let me get a 2-liter Coke. 2-liter Coke. 2-liter Coke. I just want to focus on my calls coming in through eLocal. I mean, no, not eLocal. For Broward County, I just want to focus on my calls coming in through through local service ads. I don't want to do the web management and all this other stuff that I can't afford. Right now, I already have a website. I only pay $99 a month. There's no, I don't need, and then, and they update it as many times as I need them to.
And how much are you paying at eLocal a month?
eLocal, I pay $215 a week, but that's for 10 calls a week every time. So I'm getting 9, 10 calls for $215.
Okay.
And I can get that.
Now,
so
your investment right now
calls.
For that entire package, your investment right now for that entire package, that's going to be your website and your leads. For an entire month, you're looking at $960 a month is what you're using right now.
Yeah, I'm not paying that, though, right now. Why would I want to do that? I don't want to go – that's more money. I'm spending more money with doing that than what I'm already spending.
I'm saying that's what you're currently spending with those companies. You're at $960 a month with eLocal and your website hosting.
So my website hosting is what? It's $99
a month.
And that's for software. That's for not just hosting. That's for software updates and changes to my website anytime I need it. Plus hosting. So if I need something updated or changed or on my website, it's $99 a month. That's all I pay. And I have to change and fix the website the way I want it.
I'm not understanding how, because currently right now you're investing $960 a month for your leads and for your website, and we're asking for $249 for all the same service.
You're saying $249 a month?
And that's going to include your website.
And you're only giving,
$249.
All right. Let me see, $249. So that minus $100. Yeah, but that's not, what are you doing managing it, bro? I need work coming in, bro. I don't need managing.
No, well, that's what I mean.
I mean.
We're sending you, when I say we're managing it, I think you're not understanding me, Sean. When I say we're managing it, we're bringing you home.
You're giving me, hold on a second. You're going to give me how many calls? 13 calls?
Up to 13 calls
for
qualified leads.
For $348, and I get 10 calls, 9, 10 calls at $215. You know, I don't know, man.
Okay, 10 calls. Let's do some math. I'll help you crunch the numbers. So we got 10 calls at $215, right? So, and you're doing that every week, right? 10 calls a week?
No, well, it just depends. I've been slowing down a lot. So let's just say, okay, let's say I pay you $249. You're going to manage my website. You're going to take over the website, and you're going to give me 13 calls.
That's right.
Through Splash.
And we're going to do your social media hosting. That's right. And we're going to clear up any issues you're having with your business profile. We're going to also clear up any address issues. We work directly with them. So you're not going to have that headache anymore. Answering emails, looking back and forth, trying to figure out this, that, and the other. We'll handle that. You will also be in the loop of any emails we're getting directly with Google or any of that. We'll obviously CC you on those things. We're going to take care of all of your social media website. We're also going to bring you those exclusive leads. We can bring you up to 13 leads per month at a set minimum budget. You can up that budget as much as you want if you're needing more work.
All right, so let's work out a deal. All right, so $249, I think I can run with that, dude. And you give me 13 calls and you're going to fix the website up and everything?
Yeah, now remember, you do have your monthly minimum budget, right? So I'm very transparent because we're performance-based. Every time we have a conversation, our conversation is going to be about how great it's going, and you're going to understand exactly how this program works. Because I'm telling you, it's going to work. I've built countless numbers of appliance businesses off of this same model here. It's designed to make you money, right? So you will have your monthly minimum budget. Now, that's separate from your $279, but that's exclusive for your leads.
No, wait a minute. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. $249 a month is going to give me what?
Let me get you a visual. I need to get you a visual. I'm a visual guy. I'm pretty sure you are too. Give me a good email address for you.
Because I don't want no hidden fees, extra costs.
There's never any hidden fees, extra costs. That's why what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you over an email with a complete breakdown.
Business
so you can have a visual.
Email address. The business address, you want email address?
Yeah, the best one for you that you'd be able to take a look at.
It's going to be appliancekings.biz@gmail.com, and I got another one, appliancekings.sfl@gmail.com.
Hey, I'm going to go with the first one you gave me, appliancekings.biz@gmail.com. So I'm going to go with that one, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put together email right now because I'm a visual guy myself, man. I need to see it in front of me. I need to know what's really going on. You know what I mean? So just give me 1 minute. I'll put it together.
Yeah.
You'll have that
and
in
your
mind.
That's what I need to know. I need to know what's happening here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I agree. So let me go ahead and get it out. One second.
That water, that's bad water, dude.
And Sean, you're spelling S-E-A-N or S-H-A-W-N?
S-H-A-W-N.
Okay.
Because I want to save a lot of money with you guys, and I want a lot of calls coming in. I want at least a good number of legitimate calls coming in from Broward County.
And that's the beauty of it. We're going to be able to target Broward County.
Right.
And any county outside of that. I mean, not just Broward County. You want to work outside of Broward? Let's do it. You know what I mean?
It's Broward, a lot of Weston, a lot of Fort Lauderdale, a lot of Plantation, Sunrise, you know, a lot of...
Tamarack, Fort Myers.
Not Fort Myers. Miramar.
Margate.
Miramar. Yeah, this Broward County, man.
Hollywood,
Florida. Yep. Fort Lauderdale. That's it. Broward County, man.
Sure.
If you guys can do that, I'll just strictly use you guys.
We can target the entirety of Broward County. And if there's any areas in Broward County, I mean, we're literally so specific. If there's areas inside of Broward County that you don't want targeted, we can turn those areas off down to neighborhoods, like literally. If there's specific areas.
I know. I don't want to be in bad neighborhoods. This is a good neighborhood.
West Park.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there's any of those areas that you don't want to be in, you obviously, you know, you let us know, hey, not in this area.
Flamingo,
we don't have you listed in those areas. Now, let me see here. All right, Sean, so I sent out that email to tell you now. What's a good time for me to be able to follow up with you? What's a good time for me to be able to follow up with you? I went ahead and sent you the email. That way you can have some time to review it, take a look at it, crunch your numbers, and then what do you think? Tomorrow about 4 o'clock?
Yeah, tomorrow around this time would be great, man.
Perfect, son.
So, yeah, man, I want to do this, man, but I need to get the numbers right, man. Because
you can
put the numbers in perspective, dude. We're golden, man, because I gotta have profits coming in. I gotta be profitable.
And that's like I said, man, here with our company, it's all about return on investment. There's no other way that I'm gonna keep my business owners here with me and be able to build my pipeline unless I'm creating return on investment for them, because I mean literally we have no cancellation fees, no contracts. There's
and
nothing to keep
house
you here
calls
unless
too.
You see value.
Just like you know, I
you
have house calls pro. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Look, and here's the thing. You're doing everything right, right? You have your avenues right. That's why you're set up for success right now. What we want to do is take you to the next level. Because from what I see right now is you're very diversified when you don't have to be. You're spending a lot of unnecessary money that you could be saving. And these are just honest, in all honesty. Like you could be saving some money here, and there's a little bit of mismanagement when it comes to your local service ads, but getting a team of experts that know how to do it is definitely going to clean that up for you, and you're going to see your return on investment rise. You're going to make more money than you've ever made before, and that's just the truth.
Right. Right.
All right. So I send it out, Sean. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put you down for tomorrow at 4 p.m., that way I can give you a call back and we'll reconvene. Now, if you have any questions, write them down. We get back on the line. I'll be ready to answer for you. You can also text me. That one where I sent you the link, if you reply there through a text message, it'll come right down to my desk. So if you want me to call you before that, just, hey, Dave, give me a call. I got a question.
Hold on. Let me see if you can't prove me. Give me just 1 minute. David Gonzalez?
That's right.
Oh, man. Beautiful. You're the right man. Trust me.
Oh, man. I definitely am, brother. I'm telling you. It's what we do. I even have some appliance companies that if I were to give you the owner's info, you give them a call, they'd be like, bro, David's great. I mean, I signed up one. It's been 4 months now, right? And within the first 2 weeks, he calls me. He says, Dave, he's like, I may be in a fit of excitement. He's like, but how do I turn this thing up? Because I first signed him up, he was skeptical. I signed him up with just local SEO only. Once we got him activated on the network, his phone just started ringing. He says, Dave, I need more. How do I turn it up? And then I went into a VIP package. We went to step two, right? He got him some more business. He said, Dave, I'm hiring 3 more guys up in Rhode Island. I need some more. Then we went right into Google Guarantee with him, and that's where he's at now, which is the absolute top of the food chain when it comes to Google.
Yeah, but you understand, I already got the Google Guarantee, man. You said
I know you do. Now I know you got it. Now it's going to be about managing it properly to make sure you're getting your maximum return on investment. Biggest deal there. Making sure your geofences are up in the right area, making sure you're targeting.
You're asking for almost $500 up front, man. I'm going to have to break these down into payments, dude, through my credit card. So my monthly cost is $2.9. So let's do it this way. So set it up on the application. We'll do the monthly fee separate from the application fee, and I'll make separate payments on the $250, and we'll do that. And then once I make money, I can probably clear that payment off in 1 month. I'll put a deposit of $100.
That sounds fair to me. I can go ahead and I'll do the $249, which is your service, and then the application, I'll defer it for an entire month to allow you time to make some money. That sound fair?
Yeah, dude. Because I'm gonna make money no matter what, dude.
Absolutely. That's why I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about deferring the $250 because I know you're gonna make money. And good business owners don't turn down money making opportunities. So I'm all for it. You're game.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I mean, I got right now. I use eLocal for Port St. Lucie. And if I get more calls here in Broward with you guys, I'm going to have to cut that off because I'm only going to do work here in Broward.
Fort St. Lucie and Broward? Let's do them both.
No. I'm trying to get out of the Port St. Lucie area. But
you
want to
get
the
free out
of
this.
That's what I'm saying.
But you need to make it up over here on this side.
Yeah, I need a transition, man. Listen, so you understand clearly. I'm in Port St. Lucie. I get a lot of work through eLocal. I've been with them for years. Okay, 4 years, years. Okay, I have a long history. But the thing is, so I make money now as it is. But the thing is, I don't want to drive that far anymore, dude. So if you make up the work here in Broward, I cut off St. Lucie and then I'm 100% yours. For Broward, dude. You understand that?
Honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way, man. I mean, honestly, I'd rather work exclusively with your business and be able to cut everybody else out because at the end of the day...
Well, that's what we're going to work for.
As hard as we're going to work for you, I don't like to be the guy that says, hey, we want to have the credit that's due. But we want to have the credit that's due. You know what I mean? Because we are going to put in the work for you and make sure that your business grows in Broward County. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're the guys that you are able to look back and say, these are the guys that helped me grow. It's that phone call I got from David, you know, back in July that made a difference for us. You know, we were able to consolidate our investments. We're able to put our money where it matters. And we're able to, at the end of the day, make more money at the end of the year. And that's what this is about. So let's get this going, man.
Yeah,
I will,
exactly.
I'll take off that application fee. We'll defer it.
Sure.
I'll give you a month to make some money.
Yeah.
And then, we can revisit that one, next month. Sound fair?
Yeah. I can make payments on it. Like, let's get the calls come in. And then the first week of me completing these calls, bro, I can probably just knock it off right off. You know, that's, you know, I'm making an average, I got to average about $200-something per call. Or $200 or more per call. That's my average profit range. So that helps me pay for bills. It helps me pay for you doing the work for me. You know, it helps pay to keep you guys on top of my stuff. So that'll work out great, man. We just got to get it there. And I think going for the calls first and getting the marketing going and getting the money coming in, so we can do that transition, is a golden opportunity for both of us.
Absolutely.
That's
so then you are comfortable with being able to take care of at least the first month of service, and then I would defer the other half of that payment?
Yeah. Whole first month of service, no problem. Well, if I can start getting work in, and then I get 13 calls, I could just turn around and pay you the whole application fee. Before even the month's up.
Yeah, that sounds fair to me. Let's do it to it. Yep. All right.
I just want to break it down because, you know, I have to have operational funds, and I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm not going to pay you local to reload my calls because I'm taking that money and using you, I want to focus it on calls. You see what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
That money that I would have paid you local is going to you. I already have, you know, so that's, I'm trying to replace eLocal calls with Broward calls because they charging too much money for Broward, dude. Too much money for Broward.
I know, Broward is a little bit more expensive for sure, so that's definitely something we're going to be able to do. Well, all right, man, well, let's get you set up here.
But Google ads is not that expensive. Local Google ads is like, what, $26 a call. But I know I get guaranteed calls with eLocal. Like, guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
When I do eLocal, they're a good company. I really don't, you know, I have a lot of faith in them. But right now, their prices are too high. And they're running a bid competition, and I just can't go with it. Because if they didn't do that, it's a bidding war. I don't like that.
Gotcha.
Because the more competitive it is, competition is not bidding against for leads with other companies. Competition is being the quality of service and not expensive. But they're making it expensive for businesses to actually do business by running a bidding war. You understand what I'm saying? That means it that's putting stress on our business. That ain't helping it. Competition is supposed to help your business where I'm cheaper than the other guy. How can I be cheaper if they're charging $99 a call?
Yeah. $99 a call.
Yeah. Some calls they're talking about $79, $89 per call. That's my whole entire service fee. My service call fee. Come on,
that,
dude.
That
$99
a call is very
expensive. That's killing my company, man.
Yeah, that's very
expensive. That's drowning me, bro. Mm-hmm. You're taking over. How am I supposed to run an operation like that? You can't.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Okay. So what we do next before we take any type of card info or anything like that, should probably be $249.
You know what I mean? They're just telling people that to get them to pay it.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised that I told you that. No one's paying that price, though. Unless
partner, I'll tell you, nowadays, nothing surprises me. Nothing really surprises me. I take it at face value, and then I'll do my due diligence. You know what I mean? But absolutely nothing surprises me.
It's highway. It's because Google Google is taking a large margin out of these advertising companies that are trying to use Google to advertise.
Yeah, and that's what happens because they're buying their advertising.
So the way it works, check this out. I'll show you how it works. I'll tell you exactly. Let's say you're an appliance guy, and your service call fees are $110 per service call. And then you need to get work. So you go to an advertising company. The advertising company pays for all the advertising, and then they use the advertising to charge the companies per call. So yep. I put up my own advertisement. It's not organic advertisement. So it doesn't pertain to the actual business itself. It pertains only to the service. So we're advertising service, not business name, not brand. It's not brand advertisement.
Not brand awareness.
If you do brand. Yeah, right. So if you're doing, it is brand advertisement, but not in the sense
that
I'm trying to turn
for.
My
you're targeting it towards stuff. Providing a service.
No, listen.
Not getting.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you. No, you're not turning your business into like a star show. You're not working on popularity. You're not working on popularity. Listen, let me explain how this works. And this is 100% efficient, believe it or not. Let me tell you how this works. So let's say you're the advertisement company and you're charging $110 per call and I'm an advertiser and I call you and I say, I can bring you this much calls, whatever. And this is how much I want per call. Your local wants $35 per call. They're going to put out there Whirlpool appliance repair, Frigidaire, Electrolux, appliance service guy, blah, blah, whatever. You know, they put out like what they call landing pages. They make a bunch of landing pages. They advertise the landing pages on search engines and they put a call tracking number that they could call right away. So a customer comes along, they find the phone number, they're looking for a Whirlpool service in this area, and they advertise by area, like Whirlpool service in Broward County, Whirlpool service, Port St. Lucie. So they see the phone number, and they say, call and get service right now, right? That's all you put out there, little minimal advertisement shit like that. So when a customer calls, and they say, are you a Whirlpool service guy? Is this Whirlpool? And I say, yeah. I'm an all major brands appliance repair company. What's your problem? And then they tell me what the problem is. And then I say, okay, would you like service today? Yeah. Then I get them in the, and then I say, okay, hold on 1 second. I get all their information, their name, their phone number, their address. I put it all on Service Call Pro. I schedule them right there. As soon as they call, they get scheduled. I don't care about my name. They didn't even know my business name until I met them or unless they asked me on the phone. Sometimes they'll ask, these people don't even care about the business. They just say, they schedule you or they'll say, oh, what company is this? Oh, we're Appliance Kings. And I tell them my company name. I even give them my company phone number so they can call me back because they're calling through a marketing number. And I schedule them in House Calls Pro. Once I schedule them in House Calls Pro, we got a scheduled appointment. I go out there. I do the job. So I reduced my service call fee. It used to be 110. Now it's down to like 85 and sometimes it's 65. Because I'm trying to get the customer in my pocket. So that I could go out there and fix their appliance.
Yep.
So once I schedule them and they recorded the phone call, and so I could go back and I can play the phone calls and I can listen to them and see what I did wrong or you know why I lost the call or whatever. I can assess you know my on phone communication skills or whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
And
we provide that service.
Yeah, so I schedule the customer right away. Boom, that's it. That's $35. I go out there, I charge $85. I have a service call fee, so that covers my gas, my trip charge. But I got to drive an hour and a half away to go to Port St. Lucie.
I'm in Broward. That's an hour and a half out of my area. So each call, if I get $85 a call and I did five calls, I made $425 just on service call fees. That doesn't include the labor. That doesn't include the parts charge. None of that. I average about $215 to $285 per call. So let's just say my base average is $245 times 5. That's $1,225 a day at 5 calls. Now you gotta understand, I got parts orders that come out of that. I got gas fees that come out of that. I got car oil change,
all your overhead,
tires,
absolutely,
all maintenance, overhead, bills, the money that I paid them has to come out. I got to get that back that I paid out. Deduct the $215. You see what I'm saying? Deduct the $99 every month for a house, for nice jobs. I was paying $160. Now I got House Call Pro down to $79 a month for a single person. So I did budgeting. I was spending $160 a month on House Call Pro. Plus you got your gas and you got your tires and you got all your in your vehicle and you got tools.
You have a lot of diversified in your leads. You know,
so there's a lot of diversified in your leads.
I will say, consolidate all that money into one area and let yourself perform with the top, I mean, with the top business you can partner with at the end of the day.
Right, because I'm trying to grow, but it seems like I'm fighting against the current. Plus, I have, listen,
but
I just
that's why you're fighting against the current, my brother.
Let me tell you what I did. Mm-hmm. I took capital offers. I had a $6,000 capital one offer through Square. When I was using Square at 100%, when I didn't have House Calls Pro, I have over $20,000 that I paid back to Square. All paid off.
Wow.
My business pays the car payment.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost $600 a month. Then my insurance, the car insurance, $200. My business insurance is like $68 or something. You know, I'm spending more than $900 a month, bro. If I start adding it up, I have House Calls Pro, Pipeline, Capital Offers.
$900 was the first one. That's without you adding House Call and all these other ones you're now telling me about.
That's below $1,000 now. I'm almost, all my loans are almost paid off.
Nice.
Once all my loans are paid off, it's all buco from there, baby. It's all buco. That means money's coming in. And not a lot of it's going out.
And not a lot of it's
I get to that position, if I'm there with you in that position, we're going to go full speed with franchise.
Yep.
When I franchise my company, I can get $30,000 and I can take a percentage of their $30,000 on the franchisee offer and add it to their marketing base.
Yep.
That means our corporate company and my franchise is going to pay for the franchisee's marketing. And they're going to pay a yearly compensation.
I know exactly what you're talking about, partner, because I've done it. They're called the Painter Bros.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Painter Bros, they're franchised, and they started with one business. And
that's it.
It's a woman. She's a very nice lady, the owner. And she...
Yeah.
Decided to grow it from there. We started growing. And then she went into franchise. She now has 22 franchises around the nation. And guess who those franchises signed up with?
Who? You guys?
Me.
That's what I'm saying.
I signed up her first account for growth. Absolutely. I signed up her first account for growth. And we had this conversation. And I found where she was, you know, really losing out on a lot of her money when she was, you know, putting in for leads and things like that and trying to grow her business. You know, we consolidated everything. We got it into one low monthly payment. We handled everything under one umbrella, and it capitalize into growth. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're making more money and you're able to invest it properly, you're able to grow the business and hire more people so that way you can bring in more work and more phone calls and then expand.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yes, sir. And that's what we're here to do
for
you.
That's the goal right now.
So the next step in this process is going to be our voice verification. Right now, I do this one before I even ask for any card info or anything like that. So that way you feel very comfortable sticking with me till the end of it and asking me any questions you may have on anything I'm going over. Right. So if I say something and you don't understand, say, hey, Dave, can you slow down and please explain that one for me? And I'll rephrase it so that way you understand it. This will give you a real start.
I need the setup done. I'd like to get the setup done on the local splash package. Just get the setup done on there. Can't you pay online through the software? I'm more comfortable doing that than giving my information over to phone call. I just don't do that. It's not you. I don't do it ever for anybody. Anyone. No, I don't. It's not you. It's not me. It's just I don't ever give information over the phone. It's too loose and it's unsecure. I have to, if I'm going to make a credit card payment, I need to do it through a secure app, dude. Solid.
Yeah.
It's not against you. It's not against me.
No, I know it. I know. I don't take it personal, partner. Like, you know what I mean? I know it's business, and at the end of the day, you know, we just got to make sure everybody feels comfortable. So let me see what I can.
That way, I know who it's going to, and I know who is running it, and I have. You know what I mean? It's just. It's not you. I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but I wouldn't even do it to my grandmother. I don't do it through email unless it's house calls pro. I just don't put my card information out there, man, ever. It ain't got nothing to do with you. That's just my general rule of thumb for everybody to not even put it out there. Cause,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm hearing, buddy.
Okay, I'll tell you what, before I even take any card info or anything like that, you want to do the voice verification? And then,
the voice verification. Get me logged into Local Splash app system. Let me get in there, get my package ready, and I guarantee you, you'll get a credit card payment today on that account so that I know I have access and I'm in, and I know that my card is being run through the system. And I have access to the system. And we're golden, dude. Because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to take a month to get your 250. You will not even wait a whole month. You'll get it less than a month.
I do have a way, you know what I mean, that you'd be able to go in there and put in your own info. Just give me 1 second.
Turn it around. I got it the right way, Jim. All right, Danny. Danny called Tom. That kid's too much, man. Who, Danny? He can't be doing that and driving.
No. He'll be gone
2 days.
You gotta
get him after that. Yeah. Okay. So we do have a way through the Local Splash app, all that, and we'll get to that, right? So no big deal. We'll be able to help you out that way. You don't have to do anything you don't feel comfortable with, right? Now, what we'll just start with is that.
It's not you. It's not even.
I know.
It has nothing to do with you, man. I'm just dead honest. Okay, I don't ever give the card information over phone or none of that.
Hey, no worries. This is going to be a partnership that's going to last us for a long time. So. As we go forward, you feel comfortable with giving me your grandma's credit card, so I'm not worried right now. I'm going to build that trust in you, so it's no big deal. We have other ways to work around it.
Yeah.
You'll be asking me to come over. Hey, you mind coming and feeding my dogs? I'm going to be on vacation for a month. You guys made me some money.
We'll have the grill going, bro. We'll have to have a big party. Once I get to that level and we cutting the ribbon, man, my company and this Local Splash, I'm ready.
Yep. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm headed down to Miami at the beginning of next month. So I'll be in your backyard, partner.
Well, you got my number, man. I've met a lot of associates in this business. I've met the general manager. I had a contract with Samsung for their warranty in Central Florida. Now, I met him and ate lunch with him, with the general manager for all the Southern District of Florida from Samsung. I met the, I did so good. Have you ever heard of Choice Home Warranty? I talked to the general manager of Choice Warranty for this whole Southern Broward County area, and I was number one in this area until I moved out of it. And I went to Central Florida, and I lost my spot. But he came out, gave me a shirt, mug, and met me. And, dude, I had over $60,000 in unpaid invoices with Choice Home Warranty that I factored. And I was completing 75 calls a month. So if you think we're averaging, and at that time we were averaging $250, $350, some $400 profit jobs, we were making, dude, some of our jobs, $350. We were doing over 15. We were doing anywhere between $15,000 to $20,000 a month, and I never paid a single dime for a phone call. I never paid a single dime for advertisement, and I was making the most money. But you know what? Those calls, I had to wait 45 days to get paid. You there?
I'm here. I'm listening. They had to wait 45 days to get paid.
Yeah, every invoice that was submitted was on a 45-day hold wait in order for you to get paid on those invoices. So I had to factor my invoices.
Ooh, shoot. Gotcha.
You know what factoring is?
Factoring invoices, like you breaking them down?
No. Factoring is I use Charter Capital, which every invoice that I generate is literally is considered money to the banks, to the finance companies. If I have $50,000 in unpaid invoices with a warranty company, I could sell those invoices to those factoring companies at an 85%.
Oh, wow.
That means they get a 15% deductible.
Deductible.
And
the other.
And then I pay 1%, I pay 3% interest, but if I paid all the factoring invoices off on time, the money that they gave me, I'd get a residual income in return, and my interest would drop down by 1%, 1.5%. So that means I'd start out with a 3% interest, and I was paying off the invoices every 2 weeks. Because I only factored invoices on that were due within 2 week periods.
Yeah.
And they would never go a month. And because I paid them off on time, I would get a discount on it. The interest discount was 1.5% on 3% interest.
Cool.
You can sell your invoices. They're literally worth money.
Nice.
It's because, you know, people need money to maintain their business. If you got $60,000 backed up and you're doing $3,000 part orders a month, then you're not getting enough influx money paid. You know, they're sending you a $1,500 check here. They send you a $2,000 check here. You know, they just send you whatever they want to send you. And you got $50,000 that you've earned and spent.
Yep.
That you've earned, you know, and you're waiting to get paid on it for 45 days. And we're doing 75 calls a week. I mean, 75 calls a month. They're getting highly backed up in money debt. That means they're acquiring a massive debt. It's $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month debt. Within 6 months, we did $65,000, and they only paid $15,000 of that within 6 months. Think about that. I had to factor, dude. I had to get Charter. I called Charter Capital out of Texas, and they said, okay. They saw all our invoices. They're like, listen, we'll give you 85% of all your invoices, and Well, and then any money that we give you, you have to pay us back with 3% interest. And if we pay back whatever we factor, within before the month's up, we get a 1.5% discount.
That's definitely
good. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
You have to know how to factor. If you don't factor right, you could also hurt yourself. So you have to know how to factor. So you factor those invoices over to Charter Capital. We had to stamp the invoices with Charter Capital saying that these invoices now belong to Charter Capital. Then they would give us 85%. So if I sent $5,000 invoices, $10,000 invoices, they give us 85% of that up front. And then when the checks come in, all our checks had to be sent over to them. So yeah. Any checks that came in for Swiss Home Warranty had to go directly to Charter Capital.
Gotcha. So 15 went to them, 85. That's a good deal right there, right?
Right, with the residual covered, the interest. They were covered on the interest because there's a 15% residual difference.
Oh,
so if they're only giving us 85% and only a 3% interest, the residual is a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? You get what I'm talking about?
Yep. Hey, so check this out, Sean. I don't know if you received it, but I sent you some login credentials for the dashboard there.
All right, hold on one second. I'm waiting for it. Let's see here. Well, I haven't got it yet.
The text message you didn't receive?
I didn't see the, spinoff, Jimmy. I only have the Google guarantee. I'm waiting for the email to come in. You sent it to findteams.biz?
I sent you a login credentials to text message.
To where?
Text message. I texted to you.
Oh, you texted it. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
My bad. Oh, there it is right there. Okay, local splash. Your access code, 243080. Okay, hold on one second. All right, hold on one second. Did you send me a link to the... Oh, I downloaded it through Parts. I mean, Play Store.
Yeah. Now, the first link I sent you was for YouTube, and that one was going to give you a walkthrough, like what the dashboard will do for you. The second one, the last thing I sent you was going to be your login credentials. That way you can log in and you're actually able to update your billing info through there. So that way, like you said, you know, you're not really into giving up your card info on the phone. That's fine. You can actually manage it right through your app yourself, right?
Right. Okay.
Okay. So while you're looking at that, I can go through the voice verification. Sound fair?
Yeah. Let's do that, man.
Okay. Now
I'm trying to figure out why it's still saying your account does not have a valid package assigned. So let me see. So how am I supposed to get it on here?
Yeah, so right now, just because we haven't activated anything yet, so once I go through the voice verification, I describe the package to you, things like that. What you can do right now is I wanted to make sure you had access to that I sent out to you. You're able to open it. Because if you go to account settings, you'll see where you have billing there and payment info, and that's where you're able to go ahead and update the card info so that way your payment can be processed, right? Once the payment's processed, that's when the package is assigned to the dashboard. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but okay, so where do I go to put that code in is what I'm trying to get to.
The login. Did you already log in?
On the
app. That's right, the Local Splash app. You're going to log in through the Local Splash
app. Yeah, I go to the app. It's saying that I don't have a package.
So it doesn't let you in at all?
So
it lets you in and just say you don't have a package assigned.
Terms. So I go to terms, my localsplash.com, terms. I ask him for my name.
Yeah, you don't have any of those yet because we haven't processed the payment for the plan, right? I still got to do the voice verification. First thing I want to do is make sure that when you plugged in your credentials, you're at least able to log in. Did it let you log in, or does it tell you you can't log in?
Let me see something.
I know it's not fully populated yet because you don't have, obviously, your directory submissions, your all of those things have not gone live yet. So you're not going to see a whole lot of info to be transmitted there yet. Right now, what we're going to be able to do there is that's giving you access, so that way you're able to update your own billing account information if you feel fair with the offer that we go through on the voice verification, right? Basically everything we spoke about.
Okay, I see that, but okay, it doesn't give me a login until it says signature, your name agreed. Please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below.
Yeah, don't do that yet. Just give me 1 second on that one, okay? Right now we're at, you're exactly where I need you to be. Now just don't press nothing yet. You're logged in, you're where you need to be. We're going to go through our voice verification, okay?
No, I didn't log in at all yet, I don't think. Or yeah, I did log in, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you did log in. That's why you're already down to your terms and conditions, right? So just don't sign anything yet. Let me explain it to you here on the phone, and then we'll get back to that. Sound fair?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any questions about any of the stuff I go over right now, just feel free to slow me down. Hey, Dave, can you explain that for me? And I'll rephrase it. So I want to make sure you have that firm understanding All right. before we go forward. Okay. Now, please state the name of your business.
My name of the business is Appliance Kings of South Florida Incorporated.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the president of the company.
Now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, to get results as fast as possible, Sean, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. What I did right now is I just text that number out to you as well, so you have it in that text message thread that we've been using today. Now, as a result of increased visibility, Sean, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, right? So, for example, some of my clients get called from Yelp. I'm sure you've heard of Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. Now, if you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying that out, just let me know and I can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Yeah, but I don't use them.
Yeah, just a little FYI there. Now, as far as the security question on the account, you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
I'll use my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that be?
Robin Real.
You want the whole thing? Robin Real? And Real is just how it sounds?
My name is Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Real, R-H-E-A-L.
Okay. R-H-E-A-L. Got it.
R-H-E-A-L, yeah.
Okay, now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which, basically, you've already done. You told me you were working with eLocal. You were also working with – I'm sorry, you're going to have to give me that list again. I know we spoke a lot about
nice
eLocal.
Nice jobs. eLocal. Nice jobs.
Okay.
That's it, really.
And who is your website guy? I know that was a whole nother.
Nice jobs.
Okay, nice jobs and eLocal. Okay, no, and there was one more that you said you were getting. Was it Nextdoor? House Call Pro, there you go.
Yeah, House Call Pro is the dispatching and demand software. customer relations management software. It's not going to do with marketing.
Okay.
You can interconnect your marketing with them. They have intertwined services.
But you don't have anything right now intertwined with them. It's just you're just using them for something separate.
Right.
Like a dispatching service. Okay.
Right. I schedule my appointments with customers and I dispatch them.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that local dispatch receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, for you, you already are